Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirev and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Amud. About to take a look at Mishnah Dalad, first half of Mishnah Dalad, in the 13th Perek. Echad Kodashim Ksherin, Echad Kodashim Psulin, Shayab Psulam Bakodesh, Rikivan Bachutz, Chayab. Whether or not the Hekdesh that you're bringing outside is something that was fully kasher, or was pasul, but the psul was bakodesh, meaning, as an example, a yotze, a lan, something that was brought into the kodesh properly and then got fouled up there, if you bring it outside, you're chayav. Now, ha-ma'aleh kazayit min ha'ala u'min ha'imurin b'chutz chayav. If you bring a kazayit combined of the meat of the ola and the imurin of the ola, which really are all kind of imurin, you're chayav. Now, asher ya'alau la'u zavach, this is the opening braita. Ein li ala ola. All I know from the Torah's wording is if I bring an olah outside, I'm chayav. And I'm about imurei isham veimurei chatat imurei kodashim 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 imurei kodashim kalim. How do I know to extend it to all the imurim? Tamalomar zavach. Therefore, any zavach. Min either about hakometz valvonav haktoret minchat kodim minchat kodim mashiach unaseich shloshet lugin yain shloshet lugin mayim. How do I know to extend it to all grains and wine offerings? That's what's included here. Tamalomar vel petach moed lo yivienu. If you don't bring it to petach moed, meaning kol abal the petach moed chayvin alav vachutz. Anything that should be brought to the petach moed, to the mizbeach, you chayv bring it outside. Ve'ein li ala kodeshim ksherim. So far, I only know that that's true about things that properly should be brought to the mizbeach. Minad lo about psulin. On halan, we know what lan is. Yotze, one that went out to the of the azara and came back. Hatamei sheshchad chutz zmano with machsharet pigul. Shkibub psulin zakuat damo, or if invalid people either did kabbalat adam or zukat adam, heitanim lamata shnatanam lamalav, heitanim lamalav shnatanam lamata. If you put the dam up instead of down, or vice versa, heitanim bachutz shnatanam b'fnim, heitanim b'fnim shnatanam bachutz, or if you put the dam inside instead of out, or vice versa, pesach chatat shnatanan shalolishman, or if you did pesach chatat either shchit or matan damim shalolishmo, in all of those cases the korban is pasul. But what do they have in common? Im alu lo yerdu. If they go up to the mizbeach, we don't take them down. Minayin that you're chayiv bachutz for these. Tamalomar lo yivienu la asot. Meaning, kon kabel petach omoed chayivin ala bachutz. Anything that the mizbeach will accept. Meaning, if it's put up there, we don't take it down. You're chayiv for. Which means, if you bring a treifa in and then you're makdish it and you take it outside, you're not chayav. If you have an improper animal. If you have a nirba, a roveh, or something else that was never proper for the mizbeach, then you're not chayav. Now, hamaleka zayit min ha'ola. The Mishnah at the end said if you put the ola and its emurim together, the kazayit is combined. Ola ve'murayin shlamim ve'murayin lo. Only an ola and its emurim, because the meat of the ola goes on the mizbeach. But if you brought the meat of shlamim and its emurim, if together make a kazayit, it's not enough. Tanin alahad tana rabbanan. That's the inference. Now we have support from a braita. Olave muraham mitzarfin the kazayit la lotan bachutz. So an ola and its emurim, and the assumption here is it means only an ola and its emurim, not a shlamim, combined for a kazayit for purposes of halat chutz ulachayim la mishum pigul not of atame. And our big three pigul not of atame, if you have a half a kazayit of emurim and half a kazayit of masar, they combine. Now the question is bishlama halat ola de chalil in. I understand. I understand hala at ola that only an ola will mix with the emurim shlamim lo, because ola is kalil, ola goes up on the mizbeach, but the shlamim, not all of it goes up on the mizbeach. So I understand why shlamim do not mix for our purpose of halat chutz. Ela pigol not tovetam in my time. Why don't you say half a kazayit of shlamim and half a kazayit of emurei shlamim that are both pigul are mitzareif, or notar are tamei, are mitzareif the kazayit? V'hatnan, we have a mishnah in Me'ila, kol pigulim mitzarfin v'chol entarim mitzarfin. Any piece of pigul, take a little bit of here and a little bit of there, and you have a kazayit yuchayav, or notar yuchayav. V'kasha pigul apigul, kasha notar notar. So you have a contradiction within each one of them. So pigul a pigul lo kasha. How do we reconcile that? Kan be pigul, kan machshavet pigul. Meaning you're right. If you have a kazayit pigul from one korban, have a kazayit pigul from something else, and you eat both of them, you're chayav. They're all pigul. But if you have machshevet pigul, meaning you intend to eat half a kazayit chuzizmano and intend to burn half a kazayit, the Mishnah explicitly in two places says, you're not chayav, they're not mitztarev. Notar anotar lo kasha. We can also reconcile this problem because kan benotar kan mishinitotru achlon is rakadam. Meaning, regular notar, you have some meat left over of a Pesach and some meat left over from a Shlamim and you eat half a kazayit of each, you're chayav. But, here we're talking about, an animal that got lost before you did Zrikat Adam. Now, we say that if all you have is a half a kazayit of meat and a half kazayit of emurim, that's not enough to do Zrikat Adam. You need a full kazayit. Umani, this follows Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanakh of Yeshua Omer calls Vachim Shabbat Torah, if you have a korban, any korban, and there's even only a kazayit basar u kazayit chelev left, zoreket adam. You could do zrikat adam. But chatzi zayit basar chatzi zayit chelev eno zoreket adam. If you have half a kazayit of basar to eat and half a kazayit of chelev to put on the mizbeach, that's not enough to do zrikat adam to justify zrikat adam. And this is Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer. Im ein basar ein dam. Uve ola, but when it comes to an ola, chazizayit bachsar, chazizayit chelev, zoreket adam. They are mitzarev, neshikula kalil. It's all going on the mizbeach, so half a kazayit basar and half a kazayit chelev is all just a kazayit of ola. And therefore it's mitzarev. Umincha, parenthetically, afilu kula kayemet lo yizrok. Even if the entire mincha is there, you don't do it. What does that mean? Mincha me'avita. Papa, mincha nesachim abay mazevach. What that means is, Nesachim that accompany a korban. Let's say that you have the entire nesach there, all three lugim, or the holy saron of solet, but the entire meat of the korban is gone. If there's no meat of the korban, you can't even put any of the mincha up, because the entire korban's out, because you need at least a kazayit of the meat, and this, of course, all follows Rabbi Yoshua's position, im ein basar, ein dam. Okay, the next mishnah, the next part of Dalet, hakometz valvona vaktoret, Minchat Konim, Minchat Kon Mashiach, Minchat Nesachim. Those six. Kometz and Levona, the two parts taken from a Mincha. Ktoret, we know what that is. Minchat Konim, Minchat Kon Mashiach are Menachot that are all burnt up. Minchat Nesachim is the Menachot that accompany a Korban. Shikriv Mechat Mehem Kazayit Bachutz. If all you did was take a Kazayit of any one of them and brought it outside, Chayav. That's Tanakama. For Belazar Poter, he says, Yepatur Ad Shakrivit Kulan. Yakrivit Kulan doesn't mean you have to bring all six of these. It means you have to bring the full korban outside to be chayav. V'chulan shikriv bifneim, and by the way, everybody will agree with this, if you brought the entire korban inside, v'shi'er me'en kazayit, and there was only one kazayit left that you didn't offer, v'krivo b'chutz, all that was left of it because it was a kazayit, and you brought it outside, chayav. Everybody agrees you're chayav. V'chulan shechasru kol shehu, and any of them that were deficient, part of it got lost, v'krivo b'chutz, and you brought it outside, everybody agrees you're patur. Parenthetically, and this is the beginning of Mishnah, hey, I'm akriv korashim ve'emurim bachutz chayav. Korashim and emurim bachutz are chayav, meaning if the meat and the emurim are together, the chayav, and we'll see at the end of our very brief Gemara why that's a necessary statement. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, maktir kazayit bachutz chayav. We have this strange braita. Maktir meaning ktoret. Chatsi pras. Now, pras is the amount that the Rabbanan established for each one of the items in the ktoret. If you brought half of that, meaning less than the full amount, patur, and like Rashi points out, that could be way more than a kazayit, but it's less than the full amount prescribed. You're patur. Now, kasalka daitach, my patur, we think patur means patur zar. Meaning, if you're a zar, and you did this inside the azara, you're exempt, because you didn't put up the full thing. Amai haktara, you did a haktara. You're a zar. You should be chayav. Rav gave the definitive explanation. My patur means patur tzibur, meaning that if the Kohen only brought up part of the Ktoret inside, then we fulfilled our obligation. That's what patur means. Rav Zera says, but this is what bothers me about that statement. He was the one who quoted Rav. He says, but this is what bothers me. Rav also commented about this bright and said Rabbi Eliezer would agree with this. The Rabbi Eliezer love haktara he kamar, because after all, Rabbi Eliezer says this is not a haktara at all, because Rabbi Eliezer says until you do the full ktoret, you're not chayav outside. So we would assume that Rabbi Eliezer would also say unless you do the full ktoret inside, you're not yotze. So how could Rav say patur means you're yotze, and Rabbi Eliezer would agree? So Amar Rabba, here's how he solves it to Rabbi Zeira, b'haktara dehechal dekoli amalo pligi. If we're talking about the regular Ketoret that's done in the Beit HaMikdash every day, everybody agrees that there is no real shear to it. Any amount is proper, and therefore, even Chachamim would agree that if you put that amount outside, you'd be Chayav, and that's what we're talking about here, Chatzi Pras Patur. Ki Pligi, where's the Machloket, meaning what's the focus in the Mishnah? Bihaktara de Pnim, meaning the Haktara of Yom Kippur. The Mar Savar, Melochof Nav Davka, when the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to have his full hands, that it's a shear. Umar Savar, Melochof Nav Lav Davka. No, it's not a shear, it's just the way to take it. Amrale Abaye turns to Rav and says, Vahaki Ktiva Chuka Bihaktara de Pnimu Dektiv. But when the Torah says Chuka, meaning it has to be exactly this way, it says that about everything on Yom Kippur, as we saw throughout Masachet Yoma. And therefore, you can't tell me that anybody would disagree that Malo Chofnav is a specific shear and a demanding shear. Alamar Abaye Bahaktara Bifin Kolei Malo Pligi. He reverses it. He says everybody agrees that the Haktara of Yom Kippur is a Malo Chofnav, and if you do less than that, you're not Yotze, and if you do less than that outside, you're not Chayav. Ki Pligi Bahaktara Dechutz. The Machloket is Haktara Bachutz. Mar Savai Yofinan Pim Bechutz, Savai Luyan Finan. He says simply the Machloket is that Rebbe Eliezer says that Yalfinam Pnim Mechutz, meaning if we take the regular Haktara, which doesn't have a shear to it, nonetheless we infer it from the inside, and therefore less than a full shear is not a proper Ketoret, and if we're not Chayiv for it, that's Rebbe Eliezer, and Chacham say, no, we don't connect the two. Amarava, Sarava challenged Abaya, Hashta Chutz Mechutz Liyalfi Rabbanon, we'll see in a minute what that means, they're not willing to even infer the shear from one outside offering to another. Pnimi chutzi baye, they're certainly not going to infer from bifnim. So mahi, what's that talking about? The tanya, achol ha ma'ale pachot mikazait komets u pachot mikazait demurin, say pachot mishloshet lugin yayim, pachot mishloshet lugin mayim. I might think that if you offered up less than a kazayit, or less than three lugim, or whatever the shear is for each one of the things, ye chayav, tamalomer la'asot, meaning ala shalem chayav and a chayav ala chaser, there has to be at least a minimum amount. But take a look at this. If you offer up less than three lugim wine, you have lots of kazetim there, so they're not willing to take the shear of, let's say, basar and apply it to yayin. Bachutz, bachutz. So therefore, so Rava says, so there's no way that they're going to infer the shiur from Yom Kippur to the outside. Which, of course, is easily challenged because the two are haktara as opposed to this, which is wine and meat. Rava says the case that we're talking about here is where they put the two half prasim, half sections of the half amounts, that we say, or groups of the Ketoret stuff, each half a pras in one kli. Marsavar kviut mana miltihi. Rabbi Eliezer says you put it in together, it now becomes a full shear. Umarsavar lav miltihi. It's not significant. Okay, Amarava Hashtalamanda Makviuta the Mana Veloklumi, he says, by the way, and just an observation, if you say that putting them together in a kli does not join them and unite them, then what happens if Kavashi shall apart? Let's say you put six lugin, which is the amount for a par. Oshachmi and Arbaavi Kuranachutin, you took four out and brought them outside. Chayav, why? Shiru Yin La'ayel. In other words, they're not now joined, these six. The fact they're all in one kli doesn't make them joined. And therefore, if you pulled four out and you brought them outside, well, four is the proper amount of Nisachim for a ram. Kava arba alayel. Let's say you put four in for a ram. Umashach man shloshav yikram nachutz, and you took three out and offered them. Chayav shurin lakeves. That's enough for a lamb. But chasru kol shuv yikram nachutz, but if they're missing even a little bit less than that, more than that, then patur. Okay. That's not a challenge, it's an observation. Ravashi Amar, he turns around and defends Abaye's position against Rava's attack. He said, Nisuch me'aktara loyalfi rabbanan. The rabbis are not willing to learn the shear of Nisuch from Haktara. Alfa gav de chutz mechutz liyalfi, even though they're both outside. But Haktara mehaktara yalfi alfa begav de chutz mipnim. Haktara from Haktara, they are willing to learn, even though it's from the inside, because they're both Haktarot. And so therefore, your challenge that the rabbis are not willing to apply shearing across doesn't hold because these are both Haktarot. Okay, the Mishnah does send v'chulan shechasru. Ibayalu chisaron de chutz shmei chisaron alo shmei chisaron. What happens if the animal was shechted, brought outside, and then something dropped off it? Is that called chaser or not? Are you chayav or not? I mean, you'd be patur if it's chaser. You could argue that once you took it outside, it's pasul. Mali chaser, mali yater. What do I care if it's complete or incomplete? It's pasul. Odilma yotzei deita beinayin deleita beinaylo. Or perhaps it has to be all there to be yotzei, to be chayav. Harayat toshma, Rabbi Eliezer poter chakrivet kulan. Rabbi Eliezer said you have to bring the full thing. You're solving this from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the man who demands a full shear. But maybe Chachamim don't. I heard it not directly from Rav, because Abai never met Rav, but rather I heard it directly as a tradition from Rav. The Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in a case where it's fully there. But when it's missing, they're moda that you're not chayev for bringing up a deficient piece. Lav de chasa b'chutz, so Abai says, didn't he mean that that's when it fell apart outside? Lo de chasa b'fnim, no, that's talking about a case, they respond, where it fell apart inside. Meaning, that's where the chisaron happened. Toshma v'chulan shechasru v'ikivan b'chutz patur. Right, the Mishnah says that if they were giving chaser and you brought it out to patur, lav de chaser b'chutz, and the same answer, lo de chaser b'fnim. Okay, Hamakriv Kodshim, the end of the Mishnah, which is really the beginning of Mishnah Hey, said that if you bring Kodshim and Emurim Yechayev, Amai Vaika Chatzitza, the Emurim are not right on the Mizbeach because the Basar is around them. Amar Shmuel Kshafachan, Shmuel gives the first answer, which is, so if you turn it over, then the Emurim are on the Mizbeach. Yochamar Filu Tema Shalafachan, you don't need that. Hamani Rabbi Shimoni, you could follow Rabbi Shimon, Damar Filu Halo Al Hasela Chayev. Remember what we saw in the last Mishnah, that even if you put it on a rock, you don't have to put it on a Mizbeach to be Chayav. So putting it on top of the meat certainly is okay. It's chayav. Rav Amar, min v'inon echotzeitz. He has a simple answer, which is, basar and imurim are all meat. That's not a chatzitza. Okay, the next part of Mishnah Hey, mincha, shalonik mitzav ikriva b'chutz patur. Let's say you have a mincha, but you never took the komets, which means it's not ra'ui yet. And you took it outside and offered it, you're patur. But k'matzav achazar kumtzal etocha, but if you did the komets, and then the komets fell back into the mincha, v'ikriva b'chutz san chayav. So the question is, V'amai, why are you chayav when the komets fell back in? Libat li shirayim the komets. The shirayim, the rest of the mincha, should be mevatel, a little bit of komets, and it should all be considered to be like an unbrought thing. Am Rabbi Zeira, nemra haktara b'komets, v'nemra haktara b'shirayim. The answer is that you have to burn the komets, and haktara is referred to in context of the shirayim, at least of a minchat coin. Ma haktara komets and komets v'atel chavero, just like komets, cannot cancel another komets. But Shiraim and Shiraim about limit a komets. Shiraim also cannot cancel out a komets. A komets has a significance that cannot be nullified. Now the next piece, which is the beginning of Mishnah Vav, ha komets valvona shikriv et achad mehen bachutz. Let's say that you brought the komets and lavona, which are the two pieces from the mincha that you have to separate to be matir the mincha, and you brought one of them bachutz chayav. Rabbi Eliezer, again, who says you have to bring the whole thing outside, poter, ha shikriv et hashini. You have to bring both outside to be chayav. Echad mifnim vachad bachutz. Chayav. But if you brought one inside and one outside, meaning you did offer the first one inside, then the other one outside, chayav, just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if you brought a full korban minus a kazayit, brought the kazayit outside, you're chayav. Shnei bazichei levonah shukivet achad mehem bachutz chayav, Rebbe Eliezer poter shukivet hasheni. And the same thing with the two cups of levonah on the lechem apanim, if you brought only one outside, you're patur, according to Rebbe Eliezer, according to Chacham, you're chayav. But Rabbi Lezer said you have to bring both to be chayav. But achad b'fnim, achad b'chutz. But if you first offered the first one on the mizbeach, then the other one outside, then you're chayav. So by Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, Rabbi Yitzchak asked the following question: Komets ma'u shi'atir kenegdo b'shirayim. We have the komets and the levonah. What if you only did the komets? Can you eat half the mincha? Mishra shari o klushe miklash. Meaning, does the komets matir half, or does it just weaken the isur and the levonah finishes it off? Alibid mana, who are we asking according to? E alibid Rab Meir da Amar Mefalgin Mechatzi Matir. Rab Meir says Mefalgin Mechatzi Matir, which means if you only did the komets intending to do something later at the wrong time, that's pigul. Mishra Shari. So certainly, each one has significance of 50%. E alibid Rabbanan da Amri, the Rabbanan disagree with Rab Meir, says En Mefalgin Mechatzi Matir, lo Mishra Shari, lo Miklach Kolish. It doesn't do anything. Meaning the komets alone is nothing. It doesn't weaken, it doesn't take half, it doesn't anything. Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, maybe he's asking according to our Rabbi Eliezer. That doesn't help because Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan Sfirole. He happens to hold like Rabbanan that hold Ein Mefalgin Mechatzi Matir. Alibid Rabbanan Dahacha. It must be he asking according to the Rabbanan here who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. My. Mishra Shari Okalish Miklash. Does it split it in half? Just weaken it? And by the way, this is very much like the discussion at the end of towards the end of Nedarim about the role of the husband and the father in Hataret Nedarim of Nara Marasa, does each one weaken half? Does each one take away half, or does it just weaken it? And the answer to this is Teku. So according to Reb Meir, we know it's totally Matir, half. According to Rabbanan, we know it doesn't do anything. According to Reb Elazar here, he holds like Rabbanan. But according to Rabbanan here, it's unclear, and we leave it at Teku. And we will pick this up in the next podcast, and Daf Kuf Yod Amud Aleph, at the next part of Mishnah Vav. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.